Thursday, a 52-year-old bale of cotton.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, did you see that bale of cotton is 52 years old?
What bale of cotton?
Oh, it's right here in the Gazette. It says this man up there in Searcy County has got a bale of cotton that's 52 years old.
Why in the world would anyone want a 52-year-old bale of cotton? Cotton ain't like wine. It don't improve with age.
Well, now, just a minute. Let me find it here. It's a strange article. Here it is now. There's a picture of Cicero and Otto Steen with the bale.
Well, let's see. It says Otto Steen says his father, William Capstein, hauled the cotton over to Snowball for ginning in 1927 and was offered only 5 cents a pound.
Yeah, read on. It explains it.
All right. He said, I'll just take it back home and I'll never raise no more cotton, Otto Steen said. Well, I don't blame him.
Well, he said after his daddy died there that they just never ever did sell it.
Well, it says here it's kind of a novelty that we're just kind of keeping for the sentimental value. Well, Mama saved pepper grinders and Etude magazines, but a bale of cotton, now that's strange. I can't blame him for not wanting to get cheated.
They ain't real sure that is the real reason, though.
You mean at 5 cents a pound story?
Yeah, read on down right there.
Let's see. Cicero Steen has a different story. He says when they picked their fourth bale of cotton back in 27, the family farm at the foot of Newt Bradley Mountain at Dongola, his father lied us how that was the last bale he was ever going to raise, and he didn't want to sell it.
Well, I think that's great. I wish I had a bale of cotton.
What in the world would you do with a bale of cotton?
I'd play on it.
Play on it?
Well, yeah. Didn't you ever play on a bale of cotton, Jesse?
Well, sure, when I was a kid.
That's fun, wasn't it?
Well, I like to jump off the conveyor into the pile of cotton hulls myself. It's kind of scratchy, but it's lots of fun.
I wish I could go back to them days.
Did you ever jump out of the top of a barn with a tractor umbrella?
No, but we had one of them slide for life things tied about halfway up Daddy's windmill there.
Oh, we made one of those. Used a long wire and a well pulley.
You ever make a wigwam out of shocks of feed?
You remember making a buzzsaw out of a real big button and string? And a little tractor out of a big spool and a rubber band?
I waited for 5 years for one of Mama's big spools to thread, to get empty. Jesse, when we close up, let's go over to the gin. There might be some old bales around there.
You know, for a little of nothing, I'd go.
A cotton bale collection would be fun, huh? Jesse, you collect anything?
Well, not really.
I told you about my aunt that collected cold cuts and pressed them, didn't I?
Yeah, but I forgot how she presses them.
In old yearbooks, she got one valuable cut of pickled pimento that come from a picnic and rally for Huey Long in 1936.
She does?
Yeah, I know. But her real prize is a slice of Spam from the aircraft carrier, the Ticonderoga.
How'd she get that?
From one of the boys at church that went off to war. He knew about her collection, and she had sent him a year's subscription to Prevention magazine.
Well, that sounds like a fair swap to me.